The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
Indeed, you are blessed, beloveds. I am Confucius. Indeed, God guides you and sends you forth out into the world. And so in this, as you listen and abide by your guidance, the ways and means for you to be an active agent of God will be provided. And I urge you, beloved souls, to think of how you may serve God, how you may bring the truth to others. For the time is ripe for this, beloved souls. The time to spread your wings and fly out into the world, singing your songs of truth, enveloping others in love, seeking to serve God in many, many ways. Some of you feel you are not prepared, or that your physical body could not withstand the rigors of travel and being in the world in a way that reaches many. I say to you, as I've said to this instrument many years ago, as he asks this question, how am I able to do all of this work? I am but one man. And I responded, God will provide the ways and means. We will uplift you, and you will have what you require, both in ability and energy and enthusiasm. And God will open many doors for service. And this is true not only for him, as he has demonstrated that he is willing, along with his beautiful mate, but also he has experienced the opportunities, the ways that God has provided for him and for you all to walk the path of service. Do not doubt this, beloved souls. But know, as you grow in the Father's love, as you mature, as you garner the wisdom and the light and the love, that you will be well equipped, well prepared to do the work. You take your steps. Yes, they are tentative, sometimes small, little steps forward. But indeed, you are not going backward, but forward. And this is important. And as you test the waters, as you seek to serve God in ways that often challenge you, that you are not altogether comfortable with, and yet you see the outcomes and the unfolding possibilities that come as you are willing. Each of you will be given many opportunities to serve God. Each of you have many capacities to serve God. Each of you have many gifts. And it is often that you must overcome your reticence, your fears, your judgments of yourself. In its place, you must put faith and trust in the will of God. For it is the will of God that will carry you forward. It is the will of God that is in your conscious self, your soul awakened to it, that you will know the way and that you will understand God's plan for each one of you, beloved souls. Do not falter. And even if you do falter, understand that God will pick you up and you will have yet again another opportunity, another way and means of serving in truth. There are many ways of service, many expressions of service. Some are overt, and you speak, and you proclaim the truth to others. And some of these ways are quiet, and yet still profound in their touch upon a soul. Remember that we are communicating soul to soul, and that you must see your own ability to serve God in this way, soul to soul, his soul through your soul, to another soul, to many souls. There is much work to do, my friends, so much. And you must learn to fly, my little birds. You must learn to fly and feel comfortable in this new way, this fluttering of your soulful wings in the world as God's breath gives you the lift, the impetus to fly up and be heard and seen as you approach your brothers and sisters in love. May the gift of his love continue to awaken you, beloved souls. May the power of his love empower you to be a teacher of truth, a healer, a comforter, a beautiful light, an example for many to see and feel and know. You have the capacity, beloved souls, even though, as I say this, many of you in your minds doubt my words. I say to you, have belief in yourself, have confidence in yourself, have faith in yourself. For God created a beautiful soul, a soul that has many gifts and capacities yet not understood or seen, yet they exist. And as God's love continues to inflow into you, they will shine forth. But if you ignore them, my brothers and sisters, if you shy away from these things and turn your back, then these gifts will be lost until you are once again willing to express them fully and completely. Be brave, beloveds, but most of all, be prayerful. Be prayerful and with God. And in this way, all fears will dissipate, all doubts will no longer be evident in your mind. Instead, there will be joy and desire and enthusiasm in your service. God will show you your gifts. God will open the door that your gifts may be expressed. And as your gifts find more expression, then they become stronger and they become more beautiful. And more facets of your soul will shine forth in the world. Pray to be God's instruments, beloved souls. Pray to be used. Pray that you may have a life filled with purpose, filled with beautiful outflowings and outcomes to your daily efforts that are in alignment with God's will. May you be blessed, beloveds. Blessed in the Father's love. Blessed in the healing touch of His gracious soul, conveyed to you through the Holy Spirit. Blessed in light. Blessed in truth. Blessed in joy. Blessed with wings of love. God bless you. I am Confucius, and I love you dearly, my beloved, precious friends upon the earth plane. You are the hope of the world, and you are the precious ones that we minister to and pray for and continue to come to uphold. God bless you. I am Confucius, and I love you. Beloved souls, I love you. God bless you. In love.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.